forgive me, please. Forgive me for the things that made you think less of me. My friends, no life in fear. Forgive me for the things, both far and near. But just when I think I had it all, it lies right through my hand. Well, just when the curtain falls, I'm alone all over again. Why, this here it all, all the places I have gone, places I had seen. Why, miss her at all, all the places I have gone, both near and far. But just when I think I had it all, it glides right through my hand. Well, just when the curtain falls, forgive me, please. Forgive me for the things that made you think less of me. My friends, no life in fear. Forgive me for the things, both far and near. But just when I think I had it all, it glides right through. Well, just when the curtain falls, I'm alone all over again.
Yes, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and we are coming at you live. Over the next hour or so, we're going to be diving into the musical world of Dex Romweber. He was one half of the group Flat Duo Jets, and he's currently working in the Dex Romweber duo alongside his sister Sarah on drums. You just heard them performing live the songs Lookout and People, Places, and Things in that order, recorded on February 4th, 2010 in Nashville and released as a vinyl only titled Third Man Live. But we're going to backtrack to the beginning and hear Romweber's early group, Flat Duo Jets. This is one of their first recordings. It's from the EP In Stereo, recorded and released in 1985. Here are Flat Duo Jets covering the Ellis McDaniel song I'm Sorry, made popular by Bo Diddley. On the other side, we'll talk and hear more music by Dexter Romweber. Thank you all for tuning in.
Sorry. Well, I'm You look like a pilot.
he's gobbing on the copy, Gov. Sorry.
Okay. It's rolling, rolling, rolling like the wind. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Flat Duo Jets with I'm Sorry, off the group's debut effort, the EP In Stereo, released by Dolphin Records in 1985. That group was comprised of drummer Chris Crow Smith and guitarist and singer Dexter Rom Weber, and for a period, a bass player named Tone. Rom Weber and Smith met while youngsters in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. In the late 80s, the group moved to Athens, Georgia for a fairly brief period of time. But they happen to be featured in the documentary Athens, Georgia, Inside Out, which focused on the music scene in the city. They gave birth to REM and the B-52s, Love Tractor, Squalls, the Kilkenny Cats were some other groups kicking around at that time. And since Lamb Chop, the late Vic Chestnut, and members of Neutral Milk Hotel have called Athens, Georgia home. So documentary brought some attention to the group, but their debut LP, which was recorded in the late 80s, still wasn't released until 1990. It was REM's manager, Jonathan Holt, who released the record on his newly formed Doggone Records. This one featured the bass playing of one Grizz Tone Mayer. Here's the song from it called Please, Please, Baby.
The stars up above. Well, since you've gone now, I'm gonna make you my own. Since you've gone now, I'm gonna make you my own. I'm gonna treat you better, love you all night long. So blue.
when you're near, my heart goes wild. I want you all the while. You're not free, we'll never be. They don't cost a thing. Thoughts they whisper, she's not for you. They're so right out, I'm so blue. When you're near and oh, so wild, and I want you all the while. You're not free, never be a dream. They don't cost a thing. Dreams, they don't cost a thing. Dreams, they don't cost a thing.
Flat Duo Jets with A Man with a Golden Arm and Elmer Bernstein and Sylvia Finesong. Before that, Dreams Don't Cost a Thing, penned by Linda Cochran. And we started off with the song Please, Please, Baby. All of those songs from Flat Duo Jets' debut self-titled LP released on Doggone Records. That album was recorded on two-track in a garage in the late 80s. Released in 1990, the duo followed up this recording by touring as an opening act for the Cramps all the way across the country. They also played on The Late Show with David Letterman at the time, where they performed the Benny Joy song Wild Wild Love. Flat Duo Jets went into a studio to record their second LP, signing up Jim Dickinson as producer. Dickinson was the guitarist for the Dixie Flyers and Mudboy and the Neutrons. He also produced albums for Big Star and Screamin' Jay Hawkins and The Replacements and Mojo Nixon. The album was called Go Go Harlem Baby and was released in 1992 on Sky Records. This past October, Third Man Records reissued it. So let's hear a few songs from it. This is the first one's called The Flat Duo Jets Anthem.
See that love gonna come baby down. Lay my love to the ground. See that love coming by baby through. I made it again just a little bit high. Come on, baby, down. All that love goes out and on.
All right, you're listening to the Flat Duo Jets from 1992, their album Go Go Harlem Baby. Psychobilly, surf rock, garage, rockabilly, punk, rock and roll, all these terms have kind of been thrown around to describe the music of Dex Rahm Weber and Flat Duo Jets. Asked about the type of music he plays, particularly in his current duo, Dex Rahm Weber told No Depression contributor Chris Mateer in August 2011, "We really like everything, from jazz music to rock and roll and everything in between. We also really like that our live shows and our own setup jumps around between lots of different kinds of music. The new album jumps around a lot, too. That was our plan, not to ever pigeonhole ourselves into one thing. I would never say, hey, we're not a surf band, or we're not a rockabilly band. I'd rather remain a mystery to the public and keep it all undefined. My motto is that a song is good, let's do it. We play a lot of different types of music, and we really want to keep it that way. Who knows, maybe we'll even get into more bizarre things in the future. We really like Nick Cave and a lot of things he's done. He's been doing all kinds of things that are all over the place, too. Really like when things are like that, and that's how we want it to be." Flat Duo Jets with Where Are You Now from 1993's White Trees. That song was written by drummer Chris Smith. And before that, a Dex Romweber original from the same album. That one was called Love Can't Be Right. In 1998, the Flat Duo Jets released their major label debut on Outpost Records. Up to this point, the group had put out a steady output of albums on labels such as Dolphin, Chicken Ranch, Norton, Doggone, and Sky Records. The album was co-produced by Scott Litt and Chris Stamey. Litt was the longtime producer of R.E.M., and Stamey was also a Chapel Hill native who formed the group DBs, or Decibels is what that stood for. Asked why the band made the leap to a major label, Dex told LAist magazine in 2009, quote, "Well, we'd been in the business a long time. We were hoping to move to another level and get off independent labels for a while if we could. So it was all more or less a natural progression of things. It wasn't really a decision. It was more like it was handed to us and it was up to us to take it or not. And of course, we would, because we were hoping, financially and publicly, to be better off."
Well, I'm sitting in a coffee shop, minding my own business. Someone comes up and sticks an apple in my business. String along. String along. String along, little baby. Let's roll tonight. Smoking like a czar. Someone comes up and says we're gonna go far. String along. String along. String along, little baby. Let's roll tonight. Here we go. Let's roll tonight.
Flat Duo Jets with String Along from what would be their last album, released in 1998. Dex Romweber and Chris Smith parted ways in the summer of 98, as Dex Romweber told LAist magazine, "And being a touring band is not the easiest thing often. You know, many things can break down either in yourself or with people or both simultaneously. As for myself, I had struggles I was working to overcome, and then for Crow, he had struggles that he was working to overcome. Perhaps the work we needed wasn't fully available at the time. There's just many strange things going on. Recording the record Lucky Eye wasn't really the reason we disbanded. I mean, Outpost Records and Scott Litt and everyone was real nice in what they did, but the dynamics in the band were already breaking down, so it was more or less a personal decision for me to move on because I felt there were too many things that had broken down for the band to continue. It was a heartfelt and difficult decision." 15,000 Lives from Dex Ron Weber's first solo album after the breakup of Flat Duo Jets. That album's called Chased by Martians. It was released in 2001 on Manifesto Records. The breakup of Flat Duo Jets came near the release of the documentary Two-Headed Cow, a film made by Tony Gaten, who had originally embarked on the project immediately after filming Athens, Georgia, Inside Out, which captured some Flat Duo Jets footage when they were in the area. They decided to continue to follow the band, but funding for the film dried up, and years later, when able, Gaten picked up where he left off, and that happened to be when the band was breaking up. Dex told Jim Reed of ConnectSavannah.com in 2009, "I have mixed feelings about the documentary. It's not an easy thing for me. For one thing, the movie was made 4 years ago, and I've changed a bit since then. I recognize the things I wish I'd said in the movie and the things I wish I hadn't said. It's a little strange to allow a camera to monitor your private life and your private world. It's a very bizarre trip, and I didn't know just how bizarre it would be. Some friends view it a different way. Some think it was poorly made, other people like it a lot, and some people think I look pretty damaged in it. That's because some of the segments were shot while I was out on the road. Lifestyle on the road can be harsh, lots of cigarettes smoked, lots of 24-hour driving, and at times I think I do appear a bit damaged. However, the film is a look into what it takes to survive in this business. Maybe that's something people should see. You know, you do get a certain take on things, but documentaries rarely tell the whole story." He continues, "It's just a point in time. But hey, it's done. What can you do, man? I did have a struggle. I wanted some stuff taken out of the film. The producer said no go on that, and I got the feeling they wanted to show the most raunchy, effed up elements of my life. There were things about the end of the Duo Jets that I wanted to have taken out as well, because I didn't want anyone else to get hurt through the documentary. I don't mind airing my own bad karma, but I didn't want to air anyone else's. They seemed to want me to do that, though. But I've seen worse documentaries about bands and how they get along. So there are places where privacy wasn't respected, but at least they made the film, and the producers tried to do the best job they could. I can't completely slam them, but at the same time, I wish I'd been a little more sensitive." Dexrom Weber duo with The Death of Me, that song written by Django Haskins. It's off their latest album, Is That You in the Blue, which was released this year. So that duo you just heard pairs Dexrom Weber, our featured musician this hour, with his sister, Sarah Rom Weber. After Flat Duo Jets separated, Dex played alongside drummer Sam Crash LaResh until Sam had to leave the band around 2006. When that happened, Dexter's sister was available to fill the void. Sarah Rom Weber had been in bands as long as Dex had, really, playing in Mitch Easter's group Let's Active, as well as recording and touring as a member of Snatches of Pink. Some suggested that because of the popularity of the White Stripes and other like-minded bands, that this time in the mid-2000s was a more of a more opportune time to start a rock and roll duo than it was when the Flat Duo Jets were coming up in the late 80s and the early 90s. To this thought, Dex told Jim Reed of ConnectSavannah.com, "The fact that the White Stripes could hit it big actually helps us. Truth is, the Flat Duo Jets didn't use that stripped-down format because we thought it would sell, but it wound up working for us. We actually had a bass player for a short time, and I'm a big fan of the bass, and a big fan of saxophone, and a big fan of piano. I think if Sarah and I had more money, we'd hire someone to add some of that stuff periodically to our set. My hat's off to the duos, but for me it was not planned. It had to do with finance. There are so many expenses that you have to pay just to have your job. I know you know this, but you might take in a hefty sum on a given night, but it's a pretty much all given away immediately. Anyone who does this for a living understands that right now, it's a real struggle to make this your day job." Sarah and Dex released their first LP, Ruins of Berlin, together in 2009 on Bloodshot Records. Here is the title cut.
Beneath the ruins of Berlin, the flowers are blue like they've never been. Sometimes at night when you're feeling all your sorrow, and the moon won't be in bloom tomorrow, it's when you realize at last you can return the phantoms of the past. That's when spring is to begin. I love the ruins of Berlin. Beneath the ruins of Berlin, the flowers are blue like they've never been. Sometimes at night when you're feeling all your sorrow, and the moon won't be in bloom tomorrow, it's when you realize at last you can return the phantoms of the past. That's when spring is to begin. I love the ruins of Berlin. Phantoms of the past, that's when spring is to begin. I love the ruins of Berlin. Beneath the ruins of Berlin, the flowers are blue like they've never been. Sometimes at night when you're feeling all your sorrow, and the moon won't be in bloom tomorrow, return the phantoms of the past. That's when spring is to begin. I love the ruins of the ruins of. I love the ruins of Berlin.
Self-titled cut from the Dexrom Weber Duo's 2009 album Ruins of Berlin. That record featured guest performances from Cat Power, Echo Case, Exene Cervenka of X, and Rick Miller of Southern Culture the Skids. Rick Miller ended up producing their next record in his studio in North Carolina. Those musicians and more, most notably Jack White, continue to speak highly of Dexrom Weber as an influence on their music. When asked about his influence on others, Dex told LAist.com, "In a sense, I sort of felt like I was locked away in a gothic castle for many years. Then I stumble out into the daylight and people walk up to me and say, 'Oh, you influenced so-and-so.' And I've been living in such isolation that I haven't even noticed. As far as myself, there are musicians that have influenced me that came before me that people don't necessarily know about. It's all just a natural lineage of stuff handed down. I'm not lost on the fact that people influenced me either, So if Jack got something out of those records or he saw something that was valuable to him, I thought that was a positive thing because I had done the same thing. Dex and Sarah ended up recording a single with Jack White. Here's the A-side to that. It's a cover of Geechee Wiley called Last Kind Word Blues. This is on a 7-inch, two tracks on Jack White's label, Third Man Records.
The last kind word I heard my daddy say.
Oh, the last kind word Lord, I heard my daddy say. If I die,
if I die
in the turning world,
want you to send my body.
Ron Weber alongside his sister Sarah and White Stripes guitarist Jack White. That just about does it for us at Connecting the Notes. We've been looking at the music of Dex Ron Weber this hour. Dex still tours with the duo alongside his sister Sarah, so do check him out. I saw him recently in Boston, and it's a real fun show. So that just about does it. We'll close out with one more live track from the Dex Ron Weber duo. Thank you all for tuning in.
Song that we got for you now, it's called Lover's Gold. Here we go. Once there was a kiss, a kiss made out of gold, made of lover's gold, because the kiss was true. Once there was a girl that wasted lover's gold, wasted lover's gold, whose words she never knew. Now she walks along and brokenhearted, for you've heard it told, a fool and its gold is soon parted. Once there was a kid, a kiss made out of gold,
made of lover's gold. Because the kiss was true, I left swinging. Hearted. For you've heard it told, a fool and his gold is soon parted. The saddest thing of all about this tale I've told is that I'm the fool that wasted love. Burn.